Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is great music. Anytime we can play the music, it's a great day. College football. Why? Why are we talking about college football in mid-June? Well, might see the expansion of the college football playoff from 4 to 12 teams. There's going to be a discussion on that this week. Joining us on the Western Hotline right now, college football insider for the Stadium Network, Brett McMurphy. Brett, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Let's start with your opinion. From 4 to 12, if indeed that is the plan or that comes to fruition, let's start with what do you think about the expansion of the college football playoff number?
You know, I like it. I was somewhat surprised that they went past 8. Last year I had surveyed all 130 FBS athletic directors, and 73% wanted an 18 playoff, and only 11% wanted to go bigger than 8. But I understand now why they went to 12, and I think it makes a lot of sense by giving bids to the top 6 rated conference champions. That basically guarantees that the group of 5 will have at least one team in the playoff. But on the other side, it doesn't guarantee that the Power 5 conference champ will get a spot. They have to be, you know, among the 6 highest-ranked conference champs. And then, you know, any teams highly ranked that may stumble at the end of the season, if you're still basically in the top 12 in the country, you're going to have a spot in that playoff. So I think it works out. But, of course, you know, as soon as we do this, you guys will have a full show about the 13th team in the country complaining that they got screwed. But I don't think it's realistic to think that number 13 team could win 4 games. So, you know, I like it. And I think it's much better than the 4-team format. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that we're not going to see Alabama and Clemson and right. Ohio State in the semis every year, but at least we'll have a little variety leading up to it.
Do you? I was going to ask you about that. Do you think it got to the point, playoff system better than mythical national champions, but did it get to the point where people were kind of getting tired because it felt like the same teams, Clemson, Alabama, throw in Oklahoma, I suppose, but the same. Was it getting stale?
I think that's part of it. I don't think that was, you know, 100% it. I do think it helped move it along a little bit more quickly, kind of the same way, if you guys remember, you know, several years ago when we only had the 2-team playoff and LSU played Alabama for the national title that one year. You know, there was a lot of SEC fatigue, and I think that helped expedite to a 4-team playoff. So certainly I think that helped. But, you know, bottom line is it's more money, it's more teams, it's more access. And I think ultimately, I think of who it benefits the most, I think it benefits the Group of Five conferences, because now no longer if you're Cincinnati or Boise State or UCF, you don't have to be better than Alabama. You don't have to be better than Ohio State or Oklahoma. You just have to be the best of the Group of Five conferences. And then you are in the playoff, and then you have as good a chance as anybody to win this thing, because there was no way, and you can give me every scenario until now and the end of time, there's no way a Group 5 team ever would have made a 4-team playoff. Now they are guaranteed at least one bid in this new format, and look, we'll see if they, you know, they have a chance to put up or shut up.
So I've heard about the Group of 5 argument. I've read stuff, some comments about, essentially, Brett, it's the same as, you know, the major professional sports adding wild card berths. Late season games are more meaningful, more teams are alive. That discussion, I've seen that. But at the end of the day, how much of it just simply comes down to more playoff games, more TV revenue?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of it. And I've talked to different sources throughout the industry that since this went down last week. And there's, you know, make no mistake, this is about money. It's about the additional revenue. But it's also, you know, they understood that people weren't happy with the 14 format. And basically, you know, Bob Bowlesby, the Big 12 commissioner, you know, addressed this and said, I think it's like 130 teams, only four teams make the playoff. That's 3%. And you've got the NCAA basketball tournament, and that's, I think, the number is 20 or 25% of those teams make the tournament. So, you know, it was a little exclusive. It did keep out, you know, 97% of the participants have no shot to get to play for a national championship. Look, I'm not saying everybody deserves a trophy, but they did need to open it up, and I think this makes a lot of sense. And you know, Bowlesby also brought up a great point. You know, in the current 14 format, when we get to the last month of the season, I mean, you can literally count on, you know, one hand, maybe a couple other fingers, how many teams have a legitimate shot to get to the playoff. But in this new 12-team format, he believes when you get to the last month of the season that there will be 25 to 30 teams with a legitimate shot to get into the playoffs with all the different conference races going on and obviously all the different positioning for teams that cannot win a conference.
We're with Brett McMurphy on Stadium Network on our Western Hotline. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, Brett, it's funny. Like, I feel like everything comes around full circle from when only two teams made it and there was a computer formula and BCS 2. Now 12 teams are going to make it, but holy cow, the computer formulas and all that between the, you know, the 12th team and the 17th team, and one team's going to jump up six spots, and it'll be – I just feel like it's just kind of funny. We've added the field, and the problems are always just kind of going to be the same.
Yeah, they are. And you know what? And I really believe this. I know a lot of people bash the BCS, and I, you know, I'm at the head of that line. But I really believe with the BCS computers, I think the biggest fault, biggest issue with that was there was only two teams. If we would have had a 14 playoff with the BCS computers, I don't think we'd have a selection committee right now. Because I think the biggest issue with the playoff wasn't necessarily the BCS and the computers. It was that you could only get two in. If it was four, where the one instance I gave where LSU played Alabama, I think Stanford and Oklahoma State were 3-4 or 4-3. If they would have been allowed to be in the playoff, I don't think we would have heard as much criticism. But you're right. People are always going to look at it now, and certainly when the committee gets down to their final rankings and, you know, one team moves up three spots into the 12th spot and number 11 doesn't play a game and they drop to 14, then sure, all the conspiracy theorists are going to be lining up on the grassy knoll saying, you know, this conference got screwed or they have preference to that conference. I mean, that's not going to ever end. But you know what? You guys are going to love it because that gives you endless content.
We're all always okay for endless content. Brett, speaking of getting screwed, I want to ask a Notre Dame question, and I'm not a Notre Dame fan, so I have no stakes in this. They, from what I read, and please correct me if I'm wrong, from what I read in this format, they would 1-4 in the 12-team field get a bye, and then 5-12, so forth and so on. Notre
right.
Dame can't get a bye because obviously they can't win a conference championship. Does Notre Dame go to a conference at some point for football because of that? Are they getting screwed?
No, I don't. I think a lot of people think that. I'm 180 degrees the other way. I think this is a great thing for Notre Dame. And the reason is they want to be an independent. They
yep.
want to stay an independent until, you know, the end of time. So people think, well, now, oh, this is going to force them to join the ACC.
Yeah.
Because now they can't get a first-round bye. The way I look at it, and I know the way Notre Dame's looking at it, is this. We only play 12 games. Okay, we don't have a conference championship game like everybody else. If we finish in the top eight in the country, we are guaranteed to host a first-round playoff game
right.
on our campus. Now, while the college football playoff money, how that gets all split up, is still to be determined, but still, having an additional home game will be a huge boost to the South Bend community for economically and financially and everything else. So that's obviously huge. So I think the way Notre Dame looks at this is if we're in the top eight, we're going to host a first-round playoff game. That first-round playoff game is kind of our quasi-conference championship game. So that's our 13th game, if you will.
Right.
So I think Notre Dame is thinking, look, we win that game at home, and then we're into the quarterfinals with everybody else. Now, the flip side is, I think in the history of sport, no team has ever lost to a bye. So there is the chance that you can lose that first-round game. You don't get a first-round bye. But I think because they are able to stay an independent, they would get a home game if they're in the top eight. And you know what? If they're not in the top eight, if they're not in the top 12, they're not in the playoff either way, whether they're in a conference or not. But this way, they get all the benefits of being an independent. And then if they don't make the top 12, they still get to play in an ACC bowl game. They get the best of both worlds. I don't think this is a big issue as people are making out to be, that they're not going to get a first-round bye, because there's a lot of people that believe the top four teams that do get a bye, not that they're getting screwed, but basically that they're at a disadvantage because they don't get a home playoff game.
Right.
The first game for those top four teams will be in a neutral bowl site unless something changes in the coming months when they finalize all this.
That would be the final question. How soon would we see this? If it's approved, how soon would this be in place?
Well, the current contract, it's a 12-year deal. We just finished year seven, and they're basically 4 3-year contracts, and that allows all the New Year's Six games to rotate in as semifinal hosts. So this year will be year two of another 3-year deal. I think it happens, and the sources I've talked to believe it will go into place after the 2023 regular season, because that will allow us to complete this current 3-year cycle. The current deal, however, is not up until 2026. Some people still try to tell me, well, this deal is going to finish out for another 5 years. I don't buy it, but for one simple reason. Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame AD, admitted that the commissioners had been discussing expansion for 2 years. They just held a press conference. They're going through all these meetings and steps with university presidents to approve it in the coming months. So you actually want me to believe that you guys are going to approve a 12-team playoff by September, but then you're going to say, okay, now you got to wait 5 years until we implement it? I don't buy it, because for the next 5 years, nobody's going to be talking about the 14-team playoff. Hmm. They're going to say, well, if the 12-team playoff was in place now, these teams would have got in, these teams, you know, et cetera. Right. So that's why I feel fairly confident that we'll see this beginning with the 2023 season. Obviously, a lot has to be done. Number one on that list is renegotiating with ESPN and all the money and how that's going to be divvied up. But I would be shocked if they wait until 2026. You don't announce something this far out and then say, okay, come back to us in 5 years.
Yeah.
So the good news is we got an expanded playoff. The bad news is we got 2 more years of the 4-year format. Mm. Four-team format.
Hey, Brett is with the Stadium Network. Brett McMurphy joining us on the Westher Hotline to explain everything that's going on with the CFP. Brett, thank you for giving us some time on the show this morning. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,